Перено вървиш, дупето въртиш и краката си на два без 10 обичаш да държиш. Идваш и сядаш при мен на бара да ме караш да те чакам, е лошо, тогава душа ти закара. Като чувство любовта ми е чужда, но държи да ми кажеш, имаш ли от нещо нужда? В бяло облечена, от мене съблечена, в теб всичко ми възбужда и мъжа в мен събужда. Искам да те чукам, да, имам голям мерак. Кучко, дай ми да оближа твоя дълъг рак. В моето огледало виждам твоето голо тяло, тяло, което носи бяло, много му се доебало. Не защо ще бъда, това добре го знаеш. И вътрешно в себе си я знам, че ме желаеш. Некрасивата жена, това е реалността. Един блестящ триумф на вършността, на същността. Направи ми щастлив, за мен живот не си водим. Нищо не виждам и този ден е мъглив. Обичам да пуша, по-малко да пия и се скучи като тия да направим оргия. Впрочем, трябва ли да бъда точен? И аз не съм непорочен, но на кучка само заради балкона сочен. Не съм наточен, на черния за нея твърд и нагоре насочен. На мен такова нещо не може да ми се случи. Не съм цицоман, късто спрял да случи. Преблазал добре гърлите и опознал огромен педал или син кучи. Ей, виж как маталона ми надига и добрата ми стига, ще му бади интрига. Прекъслив гързва слива, отново си налива и в моето легло знам ще бъде игрива. Бавно го подавам, но не се подигравам. И от мене няма да чуя, че с нея оставам. Тя сама се дойде, без да се натягам. Просто съм така, вече ставам, сутрин лягам. Hey, what's going on, you fucks? This was one of my favorite Bulgarian hip-hop songs. It's by the rapper called Spence. And the song is called Make Me Happy. Of course, it's in Bulgarian, so no one knows what the fuck I said. But it's essentially about bitches. You know, I don't know. It's not my point of view. I'm just reporting. But, you know. Do we even examine fucking lyrics of songs? I used to never do that. For some reason, it's hard for me to understand what rappers and musicians are saying during their songs. I don't know what's confusing about that. To me, I gotta have the lyrics in front of me to really understand what they're saying, and I don't know, maybe it has something to do with the fact that I like music, so oftentimes if the song has a cool melody or a cool beat, I will kind of focus on that more than the lyrics. And sometimes the singer's voice is really strong and nice to listen to, I would focus on the notes that he's taking or she's taking and not the actual lyrics. And that happens to me in Bulgarian songs too. I mean, oftentimes I miss a couple words here and there. And in hip-hop, in American rap, that is... Yeah, that happens with most of the time. I have no idea what these guys are saying. And oftentimes they'll mumble or make up words or new slang that only a couple of people know about. So someone has to... You gotta find a friend to explain to you what they're saying with this thing. I was listening to this song. Panda. You know that song? Panda, panda. Panda, panda, panda. I got broads in Atlanta. Ever since we've been having, we've been handed, I've been having, you know that song. That's a panda. It's a new hit song by some guy. I have no idea who he is. I have no idea what he's saying. A part of panda, and that's it. I pulled out the lyrics from the internet. I'm reading that shit. I still have no idea what he's saying. This is. By the way, the stupidest song of the summer. I hands down. What song is stupider? I don't know. But I listen to it. I like it. It has a cool beat, and that's all I need. That's all I need. I need a cool beat and a mumbling guy on top of that. I don't care what he's saying, as long as he can keep the rhythm. You know. Stay on track with his mumblings. I don't care what he's saying. The other day I got drunk and I decided to pull Start to Google the best rap lyrics of all time, you know, and you know, someone has made compilation of songs, and of course there are many results, and I listened to some of that, and you know, while the songs are playing, they have the lyrics going on the screen, and on the corner of the screen they say what the song is and who the artist is, so it you know, you can go and search it separately, because it's like a compilation. There are many songs in a row, and shit, there are some cool ass lyrics. And you know what? These songs that that compilation consisted of, none of them were famous songs. They were not on the radio or anything. And these are cool ass. You know, the beat is cool, and the rapper's flow is awesome, and the lyrics make fucking sense. A lot of them were telling a story. One of the songs was about a guy who fought in Vietnam, and he was kind of describing what it was and how they got into a gunfight, and someone got shot. But this whole story, he tells it through the lyrics. And there's a cool beat on top of that. And I thought, why aren't these the standards for rap songs? What is with... Everyone can make a rap song nowadays. I can make one if I can come up with rhymes. I have a computer software that can produce music. I think I've posted a little snippets of things that I've been playing with on the podcast, you know, little tiny tunes that I made. I mean, I'm not gonna sell them to anybody because they're not good enough, but you can listen to them. They're not horrible. That's how easy it is. It takes me a couple hours to, while I sip coffee on Saturday morning and I don't want to leave the house yet, I'm like, oh, my brain feels creative. Let me open the software for producing music, and sometimes I would come up with fun things. So everyone can produce. Most people can probably rap. I mean, when it comes to the flow of speech, you know. I mean, I'm lying now. Not most people, you know. I mean, but I would say plenty of people can rap, right? So plenty of people can rap, and then you can find someone to produce your beats. You know, if it's not you, you can easily find some douchebag or some geek guy who knows how to lay music. And all you need to write is lyrics, right? But no one judges you anymore based on your poetic skills. You can just slap a lot of bullshit together that rhyme, and you mumble it into a mic, get a little auto-tune on your voice, and you have a fucking song. You have no idea what songs will make it. It's so subjective and weird, and it's like stand-up comedy, you know? It's you're judged based on what you wrote, you know, your jokes and how you perform them. But even if you're the best performer, you're confident on stage and you have great energy, you still need jokes, you know? You can't just show up and mumble shit and people are like, oh yeah, yeah, let's go see him again. Why isn't that about music, you know? Have some standards. Not only rap music, pop music, you know, that they have shit. Fucking Rihanna, what is she saying? Work, 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 work. This is the minute of the song. It's just her moaning something. And you're Rihanna. You have fucking writers. And I don't know if she writes her own stuff, but if she isn't, you know, I'm sure she has plenty of people who can produce music and write lyrics, and that's what they came up with. But it can be, you know, there must be scientific something about that, because it seems too straightforward, you know. You should have great lyrics, great music, blah, blah. You know, it seems straightforward recipe for success, but it doesn't work that way. Sometimes you have a great beat and someone mumbling all over it, and that's a hit. I guess that's it. A lot of people don't want to feel the depth of this person's lyrics. They just wanna you know, bounce around, listening to some cool tunes. So what's the point I'm trying to make? Maybe we should stop trying hard. Maybe you should. All you need is confidence, and some sort of mediocre skills, and you sell it. You know. Why do you even go to fucking school? I went to acting and improv school, and I've spent 3 years of my life and studying this shit. And then I go to open mics and I practice jokes and all that stuff. Why am I so involved? I could just be super confident and go out and yell some ideas. And people are like, oh shit, he was confident. That must be interesting to listen to. Now, I see a lot of web shows. I see improv shows. I see web series and all that stuff. And it's not funny. The acting is not good. Writing is weird, and everyone seems to be projecting emotions by screaming on stage and jumping around and all that primitive shit. And people laugh at that. I don't, but other people in the audience do. And I go, maybe we don't need to try hard. Maybe that's all you need to be confident. And go, hey, I'm going to be yelling on stage now. And you're going to laugh. And they will. Because people are, I don't know, easily manipulated by, it's a theory, but I think it's based on truth. There's a, you know, personality cult. That's an actual thing in psychology that they actually examine, because it happens. Personality cult, it doesn't mean in its basis, it's not the some guy who made a church and made everybody, all people, you know, all the kinds of people believe in what he's saying, and then, you know, in the back room he's doing blow and having orgies with teenage girls and everyone's oiled up and shit. That's not personality cult in its basis. In its basis is that people are prone to follow a leader, and it's, now it's the tricky part is how do we distinguish, how do we decide who a leader is? There must be some sort of psychological characteristics about a person that makes people follow them, you know? But I think confidence is number one. I think if you say something in a deep voice, confidently and loudly, people will believe you. There's something about us that we have this primitive, we have common sense, and yet we still listen to the loudest voice in the room. That's it. That's what pop music is doing. That's what the hip hop is doing too. All the songs that you hear on the radio, there's some douchebag who has swagger or whatever you call it, and just mumbles shit in a mic, and pop stars, they're just shaking their butts out there, and if they're dudes, I don't know, they're six packs. I have no idea. I haven't seen a music video in 5 years. Who has time to? It's a song, you know. You play it in your car while you're going to work. You know, multitask. I'm not gonna sit and watch a music video. Who gives a shit? That's, you know, back in the day, MTV was, you know, you sit on your couch and you watch music videos for an hour. No one does that. Ever since I'm in America, I have no fucking time to relax. I either gotta go to work, or I have to go to school, or you gotta go and try to fuck and all that stuff. It's taking up all of my time. I'm not gonna sit down and watch a music video. So I'm not really sure what the pop stars are doing. But based on the music, it's really simplistic. has a nice beats to it and simplistic rhymes, and everybody's just crazy, goes crazy. They fill up those pop stars, they fill up arenas of people, you know, while doing concerts and stuff. So what's the recipe? That's the question I'm trying to ask and get an answer to, because maybe this is the way I make it. You know, I'm not very smart. I'm not gonna come up with something genius, so I need to maybe work on my swagger a little bit and then just show up with mediocre jokes and just yell them out and blame the audience if they don't laugh, and maybe that will get me a spot at the Carnegie Hall one day. I don't know. It's interesting to me. It's interesting. Psychology is interesting, and psychology is important in comedy because it's a unique experience where you, with your behavior on stage, affect other people's behavior in the audience seats. And if I shouldn't have studied engineering, I should have studied psychology in school, because I am not using my engineering skills anymore. But yeah. So that was a nice and interesting and deep, I guess. So I'm going to wrap it up, and hopefully I will talk to you again over the weekend. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again.